92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday. We have made it to the end of the week. We're going to have a great week, and it's supposed to be beautiful. Tonight is the Fiesta Parade. You don't want to miss out on that. That's going to be a great time downtown. I hope that you're having a wonderful morning. If you want to join in our conversation, it's 437-1620. You are welcome to call or text. That's 437-1620. I have Deja Dowdell here with me with the City of Pensacola Park and Recreation. Good morning.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, we're all happy. It's Friday.
Friday.
We live in Pensacola, so we have so much going on, and hopefully it'll be a beautiful weekend for us, especially at the beach. That's how you always have to have a beach day these days.
We get so lucky with our weather.
I know. It's amazing. Yes. And so we're going to talk about playpensacola.com and all the fun things we can do, again, in Pensacola. We had Visit Pensacola yesterday, and they have 1,000 things, too. So
yes, they're wonderful partners. They actually help all of like the different organizations and businesses help get word out. So we actually are able to kind of promote through their website too. So shout out to the team there. You guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay did great yesterday. We had fun. And so it's great that you're on today too, telling us about more things like movies in the park, Blues on the Bay, all kinds of fun stuff.
Thanks. I'm so excited.
So we, you know, it's summer is here. So tell me a little bit about summer camps.
Oh, that's the perfect way to start. So yes, we actually just kicked off our summer camps on the 30th. And so we'll be operating all the way through August 9th. And the great thing about summer camps is that it's an affordable and safe option for families. We have four locations throughout the city. We have Fricker, Gold Point, Cobb, as well as Woodland Heights. And that it allows parents to, you know, maybe possibly find a location closer to home or maybe closer to their job. Mm-hmm. And we operate from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that extends for the full duration of the day. Mm-hmm. And it's for ages 5 through 12. And we have, again, affordable rates. If you visit our website, playpensacola.com, we have the drop down, and it's where you can see programs and events, mm-hmm, and it's summer camps. So you can learn about all of the awesome things. We have some upcoming dance camps as well. Mm-hmm. As well as a yoga camp coming up and some athletic camps like our girls volleyball camp and our basketball camp. And so it's just a lot of fun for the summer to keep the kiddos occupied and really enriching and have a great summer. I had the opportunity to, you know, I always get a chance to get out there and see what they're doing. And so our wonderful police department are actually at Fricker today doing some STEM activities. And so thank you so much, PPD. Sorry I can't be there with you guys because I'm here right now, but you know, I appreciate you guys for all that you do for the community, especially
with
our youth.
Absolutely. And I was just looking over at your programs, and they have princess dance camp and mermaid camp, beach party camp.
Isn't like, that fun?
Can I go? Can I sign up for these? I want to go. And they have performing arts camps, outdoor adventure camps, sports camps. You kind of really touch base on everything, really.
That's the cool part. You know, we have something for every child. Again, athletic camps, too. So, you know, we all know with kids, like, they all have different interests. And, you know, it's kind of hard to find something for everyone. But, you know, we'd like to be a one-stop shop. We work with amazing community partners. And whether we're not hosting the actual camp directly, we partner with wonderful teams and throughout the city to be able to host these camps.
Right. And I think it's great because you can, like she said, utilize them if you need them every day for working parents or just if you want them to go for a week.
Yes.
Get them out of the house. Do something fun. Head on over to playpensacola.com. And like she said, there's programs and events, and you just click on summer camps and it gives you all that information. So it's really great. They have actually lots of information on their website talking about Blue Angels music, Blues on the Bay. Anything that we talk about, head on over there if you missed it, or after the show you can head on over to News Radio 92.3 where I upload the podcast. You're welcome to go back and listen to that as well. The phone number for you to call or text any of your questions is 437-1620. We are here with Deja Dowdell. I have to say that so slow. I always have to I have to process it through my brain.
There's Dowdell. There's a lot.
Deja Dowdell. I'm getting it down though. I'm doing good. It's Friday.
You say it perfectly,
Thank you.
I get dwell, dwell. I'm like, no, no, the W's in the N.
Right.
I just say dwell like the stock, dwell like the computer. And everyone's like, oh, and from there, we're
there
good.
There you go. Usually Friday, the brain doesn't connect to the mouth half the time, and I just stumble over my words. But so far, we're good.
You're perfect. You're great. You're
so
great.
Let's talk a little bit about Movies in the Park.
Yes, thank you. So we have our Movies in the Park series. We had a wonderful kickoff event last month where we had Smart Smells. And
they had popcorn.
They did, and they were so wonderful. So mm-hmm. Wild Smiles and Smart Smiles, if you're listening, thank you so much for coming and partnering with us for this event, as well as T-Mobile. We have amazing sponsors who help us do what we do to be able to ensure that we have a wonderful event and bring such a great feature, mm-hmm. To families, including My Pensacola Credit Union. So, mm-hmm.
And our media sponsors are us.
Yes,
yay! News
yes,
Radio 923 and Cat Country 98.7.
Yes. So. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
We get to sponsor that as well, because I think it's a great opportunity for families to come out and have a good time.
Yes. Great family fun, watching a family movie. Mm-hmm. And, we have a lineup every summer that we kind of feature and put out there. And we love feedback, too. So if you have any, for us, I know my daughter's older now, so mm-hmm. I don't know the new movies that come out. And we kind of keep a selection. We want to keep it fun, mm-hmm. energetic. But we actually are having our next movie night on the 23rd.
Right.
And then our final movie night will be July 28th. Mm-hmm. All of these events start at 6 p.m. We meet out at Community Maritime Park, Hunter Amphitheater. So that's directly behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. But what I really want to emphasize and let everyone know is that we are actually seeking performers as well as programmers for the next two events, because we're going to be celebrating two special National Awareness Days. And so Juneteenth will be mm-hmm. is highlighted this month. And so what we would like to do is just, if there's anyone that wants to come out and celebrate descendants of the African diaspora, would like to just really... talk about freedom and really enjoy and be in the spirit of the festivities, whether you're a poet, a dancer, or anything of that nature, we would love to have you.
Okay.
And so if you are interested, please contact our special events supervisor. That's Miss Nikki Gray. And you can email her at ngray@cityofpensacola.com. You can also call 850-436-5670 and reach out and touch base with her. But if you email, just go ahead and put in the subject line Movies in the Park, special event programmer or performer.
Yeah.
And so for the July 28th, we're celebrating family. So that's Family Reunion Month.
Fun.
Yeah, July is actually Family Reunion Month. So we want to just have anyone and everyone who would like to just celebrate family, whether that's some type of, again, poem or anything that you would like to dedicate, come on out and have a good time with us.
Oh, that sounds great.
Thank you.
And can you tell me that phone number one more time?
Absolutely. So our phone number is 850-436-5670. And if you wanted to reach out directly, it would just be 436-5671. But we always like to just have you call our main office that mm-hmm. way. In the event that, we're all a team. We can help out in any way that we can.
Absolutely. And I want to remind you that it is a free event.
Yes.
So this isn't something that you have to pay for, and bring your blankets, your chairs, spread them out on the lawn, and bring your kids. And, you could bring some snacks or whatever it is. Will you have food trucks or anything there?
We will. So okay. We had some awesome, what was it, like space candy, I think I seen out there. Yeah. We had, we actually... celebrated last month Asian American and Pacific Islander mm-hmm. Heritage Month, and so we had Ponted Filipino LOL food truck.
Sad I missed it. I love some Ponted and Lumpia.
Good. I think we also had Korean barbecue. So there was a lot out there.
Okay, so this time you will too. So you can bring your food.
Absolutely.
If you want to do that, or you'll have food trucks out there. So again, are we allowed to say the name of the movie on the air?
We can't.
Okay, so it is over. I know, I couldn't remember. If you go to playpensacola.com and go to movies in program and events, Movies in the Park, it's going to give you the names of the movies that they're going to have on here, their schedule.
Yes, and we can tell you that it is a really fun, exciting movie, especially mm-hmm. the one in June. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
And families like to dress out for this movie. There was like a whole, I seen on it, social media, mm-hmm. there were everyone was dressed out for the movie. You had to come prepared. So we welcome that. We encourage that. Come out and have fun. I greatly apologize that I can't say it. It's just licensing and
that's
restrictions.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, they can find it over here. So that's great if you wanted to know what it is. But yeah, it's a great movie. You're going to have a good time. Let's also talk about Blue Angels Music, Blues on the Bay.
Woohoo!
That is so fun, too.
Yes, so Blues Angel Music, Blues on the Bay, our wonderful sponsors who help us host this one every single year. We're going to be out there. We just had one on the 28th, so we were jamming out in the park on Memorial Day. So, not Memorial Day, but that weekend, the day before. Yeah. But we have a whole lineup all the way through September. So this is a free concert, again, free movies, free concert. All at 6 p.m., they kick off in Community Maritime Park at the Hunter Amphitheater. So we have select dates. There aren't set dates for this one. I wish we could have it every Sunday, but that's just not possible. But
come on. Why not, Deja?
I wish. Trust me, unless you want me out there on the... I don't play any instruments, so I couldn't do anything for you.
We can do something. We'll figure it out, right?
Build some off-tune notes and throw tomatoes
at
me.
The key is to get the crowd involved so they don't hear you.
Well, we have amazing bands and regional talent in our region, talent in our region that do phenomenal at this. So you guys don't need me. So please do come out. Our next one is going to be coming up on June 4th. So
with the Platinum Premier Band.
Yes. And so then, that's this Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, fun. And then June 25th, Robert Wayne Band.
Yes.
Out there. So that is going to be so fun. Nice, relaxing. It's been beautiful evenings here in Pensacola lately.
They have been. And again, bring your lawn chairs, your blankets. Mm-hmm. I mean, 9 times out of 10, you'll probably be on your feet. Everyone, you know, likes to dance next to the cool breeze and just enjoy that. It's the perfect close to a weekend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just a reminder, like she said, it's free. So if you want something to do with your family, there is so many things to do around Pensacola that are free, which is nice. It's so nice in this day and age, especially if you have big families.
Right, or family in town, too.
It's expensive to go to the movies or go to dinner or, you know, pack it up and go listen to some awesome music.
Yeah.
You know, just like the Fiesta Parade tonight, come downtown.
Exactly.
Get some beads and just enjoy what we have to offer here in Pensacola. I think it's amazing.
And I think it's so awesome. I hear a lot of hey, I have family in town. I don't know what to do. Oh, we've got plenty. And and I mean, even just some of these events that, you know, Tammy and I are talking about, we also have different recreation opportunities as well. We have the Blake Doyle Skate Park.
Yeah, brand new. Park. That's exciting. Everybody loves that. That's such a great addition.
It's been amazing seeing everyone from all walks of life, all ages out there on their skateboards. And so it's so enriching and refreshing to see everyone out there. We also have our Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. So leave your equipment at home. If you have someone who likes to, you know, be out on the water, tell them, you know, hey, we can rent the equipment for the week.
Okay.
We can rent the equipment for the day. We have pedal boats, kayaks,
bikes.
Where is this at? This is at Bayview Park. Bayview Park, the Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center is directly adjacent. It's actually in the same building as the community center.
Okay.
So, 2001 East Lloyd Street. If you're right out there, it's directly across from the senior center. It's off of Lloyd Street. I'm not the best with describing
it,
but you can visit our website. And I know that if you come down Cervantes, take a left on 19th, you can kind of ride down and get over there. But Bayview's so beautiful. There's a dog beach we have. There's also a dog park. And so there's plenty to do for all members of the family. A new playground.
Where's the playground at?
The playground's right in the center. It's directly next to the community center, and so it's kind of going up the hill, and then if you continue to go up the hill, there's tennis courts, pickleball courts, recreation, our leap into fitness court, so if you want to just kind of do your workout, a bocce ball, I guess that's a court, but there's a ton
at
Bayview
Park.
That
sounds great. I say that because I love new parks. Taking your kids to the park is great. They get to run around. They have so much fun. So I was telling the guest earlier this week, I took my little grandbaby to, have you been to Benny Russell Park?
No.
Oh, and Pace is amazing.
Really?
They have a big wooden park on one side, and across the parking lot, they have a splash pad.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my little 2-year-old grandbaby had the best time she's ever had in her life. Running in the water, but it's great because it was hot. So we just went to the park first. They ran around, walked over and got in the splash pad and cooled them off. I mean, it's just great. I think parks are so fun for kids.
They're vital.
They have a new opportunity.
Thank you.
For them
Thank
to go
you.
To a new park. So I think that's great to
they're,
have.
Yeah, I truly believe that they're vital and, you know, crucial to our emotional health. We really learned that during the pandemic.
Oh, yes,
and,
didn't we?
Yeah. And you know, one thing that when everything closed, everyone's like, keep our parks open, please.
Right.
And I'm so glad that, you know, they proved, we kind of learned very early on for us here in Pensacola that outdoors, refreshing, outdoors, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that vitamin D, just getting out in the sun is great. And we actually have two splash pads here in Pensacola and two pools. Our city pools just opened this past weekend. So if you want to check out Hunter Pool or Roger Scott Pool, you can do that. We have very affordable rates for you to be able to get out and get out in the water and have a good time. Mm-hmm. We have several sessions that you can join. We also have two free splash pads that everyone loves.
Yeah,
I know Miss Tina, who's here in our lobby, she's always asking whenever we there was a period where we were doing work on Plaza de Luna. She was like, when is it going to be open? We need it back. And so Plaza de Luna is open, the splash pad. You guys can enjoy that.
Fun.
As well as our other one at Legion Field.
Oh, I see that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Plaza de Luna. Yes.
Yes. And that's downtown, too.
That's at the end of Palafox Street, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that used to be open.
So all the way at the top, there's a restaurant called Jaco's on the right
Jaco's
side. Oh, Jaco's? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
No,
I just say Jaco's.
Jaco's
it could
on
be.
The no,
you
I
can
need
correct
this.
Us.
It's like my last name. Hey, correct me, please, if
I
I'm wrong.
I don't know. I do love that restaurant, though. It's good. But
I've actually been there, too, and their food's really good.
It is really good.
Yeah. But our, so we have our, right on the left side of that restaurant, you can actually enjoy the splash pad and just be mindful that, you know, if there's an excessive amount of wind, it will shut off. So don't think like, hey, something's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. It's broken. It's just wind kind of, it's sensitive to the wind. So we operate it so that it turns off and there's no overflow because we learned in Hurricane Sally, that area is pretty volatile.
Oh,
and so our engineers and everyone came out and we ensured that, you know, things were very efficient for future use. And then the one at Legion Field, you just want to go push that button that's right in the center and
it
turn it on and have a great time.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's really cute. The one on Legion Field, I'm looking at it and it's adorable.
Oh,
it's great.
Our kids love it. Families will reach out on social media and say, hey, is it open? Oh, it's open.
Yeah,
it's open. It bums me out whenever it's closed or there's something wrong. If there is ever anything wrong with it, it bums me out. I'm like, oh no.
I know.
Closed.
It's great.
The kid in me is like, I want to go.
What's kind of great about splash pads too, and the pools you have open, is sometimes you don't feel like going to the beach and getting sandy, and all the kids getting sandy, but you can just, hey, let's go get in the water for a little bit before nap time.
Right. Before
but I say
nap
wear
time.
Them out.
That's the perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Get them out there.
The sun,
wear them out. Yep.
Oh yeah.
It's great. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for listening this morning. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday. You have some great things planned for the weekend. I'm speaking to Deja Dowdell for the City of Pensacola Park and Recreation. You can go over to playpensacola.com for more information. They have summer camps going on, lots of different summer camps like we talked about. Anything you really want your kid to do, they probably have it over there. Movies in the Park and Blues on the Bay is this Sunday, correct?
Yes.
At
so
six.
So not Movies in the Park. Movies in the Park will
be on
the 23rd, but Blues on the Bay
Blues
is
on the
this
Bay
Sunday.
This Sunday, yes. And so if you need more information, the dates, times, playpensacola.com, and what movie they're playing at Movies in the Park.
Yes.
Just not something we can say on the radio. So we understand that. But they have lots of information over here. Tell me a little bit about Wellness in the Park series.
Yes. So our Wellness in the Park series is a year-round series that thankfully it's a wonderful thing that we have amazing community partners who come to us and we partner and say, hey, let's combine forces and do amazing things. And so they are out. So Breathe Yoga and Wellness Center comes out to Bayview Park every first Sunday of the month at 9:30 a.m. and they host a free yoga class in the park. So that's a wonderful thing if you just need some zen and want to, you know, try out yoga. It's a wonderful opportunity to do so. We also have our Pilates in the Park that's hosted in Community Maritime Park every third Sunday of the month at 10:30 a.m. And so that's hosted by Pure Pilates Studio. That's more of a tonal workout, so a little bit more core exercising and engagement. But they're both wonderful for flexibility, wonderful for exercise. And if you still want more yoga and that's not enough, you know, we do have yoga programs. We have our summer camp yoga. That's more for youth, but all ages and levels are welcome to enjoy wellness in the park. We also have a yoga program for restorative yoga that just kicked off at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. And that's $15 a class on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Awesome. Like she said, for more information, playpensacola.com. Okay, so we will go back to summer camps and just talk a little bit more about that because I know it's that time of year. Your kids are out of school. They might be driving you insane already. I don't know. It's a love-hate relationship whenever it's summertime. Sometimes you're like, I want them home. And you're like, oh, find them something to do. They're bored.
Let me tell you, guys.
They got you over there. They have day camps, performing art camps, outdoor adventure camps, sports camps. I know the camp that my daughter is going to this summer. I like it because you can pick weeks.
Yes.
Like, so 1 week she'll do this, the next week she'll do that. So they really never get bored.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because I think it's important to note that with our summer day camps, you know, you don't have to go the entire summer.
Right.
You can actually, if you have a grand or a niece or nephew that's in town visiting and, hey, you still have to work, have them enroll them into one of our camps. You don't have to, again, send them for the entire summer. You pay by the week. It's a $10 deposit. And then, you know, the rest is due at the beginning of camp. But it's such an incredible opportunity for them to meet, make friends. I remember going out to Woodland Heights, I believe, once. And it was such a cute little boy. He lived in Miami. And he was just like, oh, Grandma, please, can I stay? Can I stay in Pensacola for another week? For another 2 weeks? Because he was just having so much fun.
Right.
So, and they had a water day. And so that they were like on inflatable water slides and they were just having a blast. So I was like, yeah, I wouldn't want to go home either.
I wouldn't either. And I can tell you right this second by looking on your website, it is very reasonably cost.
Yes, very reasonable.
I can promise you that because I looked around and this is the cheapest I feel like in town.
Thank you. I mean, you know, our goal is to provide affordable options for families. I think that's very important because you do want it to be accessible and affordable. And I mean, they do so much. We have amazing partners. Family Ties. They came out and catered lunch for our campers. I've seen them out at the Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center on the kayaks. They take amazing field trips too. The Equestrian Center. They have a blast.
Oh yeah.
They, you know, arts and crafts. They have you know, people who come in and talk. So just a lot of fun.
It looks like it. So like I said, head on over to their website, Play Pensacola. I love that website too. PlayPensacola.com is just fun. It's a fun thing to say.
Nice moniker.
I know. Okay. So I just want to remind you too, we were talking about Movies in the Park series. The next one is June the 23rd. And like she said, if you want to be a part of Juneteenth, you want to be an act basically, poet,
yes,
singing, dancing, you can email NGRAY at cityofpensacola.com or give them a call, 436-5670. They'd be happy to have you out there that day. And then they have the last one on July 28th, which is going to be Family Reunion Day. But June 23rd is going to be a lot of fun. So bring your family. And like I said, if you want to know the name of the movie, it's over on playpensacola.com.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure having
you.
I always love it.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coming up.